I don't know about you, but this last week seems to be rather full of a lot of different things. Of course, we celebrated All Saints Day on Friday, so Holy Day of Obligation. So many of you were at Mass on Friday or Wednesday evening, or excuse me, Thursday evening. We had All Souls Day yesterday, so many of you came and partaked in a couple of the Masses that we had yesterday morning. Maybe some of you went out to visit your loved ones in the cemeteries, maybe prayed a special prayer for them. I kind of had our first freeze this last week, so just changing where's my coat, getting all the winter stuff out, putting all the other stuff up. Yesterday was the first weekend, or this weekend is the first weekend of deer season. Seems like a lot of people out there chasing the deer. Just many different things. We had Halloween, right? So all the kids, many of you hopefully are excited, got a lot of candy. Hopefully you haven't eaten all that candy yet, depending on how much you got. My mom always made sure we split it, right? Dad got his, mom got hers. We always seem to hear the story from my grandmother. You have some other cousins that weren't able to go trick-or-treating, so we need to give some to them. So for some reason, my grandmother always got some of our candy as well. I'm pretty sure it went to where it was supposed to go. So that sense of just a lot of busyness, right? Just a lot of things that are going on. Our time changed last night. Glad to see all of you change your clocks last night or here on time. I was out at the mall last weekend to go to a restaurant, and I already even saw all the Christmas decorations. It's amazing in some sense. So just maybe all the things that are grabbing our attention, right? All the things that want our attention, that want our time, that want us to focus on them. Some of those things are definitely very important. Many of them connected to our faith, many connected to our own livelihood. Some of them connected just to definitely the world that we live in. But making sure, just that sense of, as I started the Mass today, to speak just a little sense of that healthy curiosity. There are a lot of things that are pulling at our time, and that many times can distract us. But do we pay attention to the curiosity and the desire of our own hearts to encounter Jesus, to encounter Christ in our life? Any time that there is a thought in your heart, a thought in your mind that reminds you of Jesus, reminds you of God, it is God speaking to you. It is God rousing up that curiosity in your own heart. How do we respond to that? I know many times throughout my day, sometimes whenever I get the thought of, I need to go pray my daytime prayer, sometimes the first way that I answer it is, well, I'm busy right now. Or I'll do that later. Or I already prayed this morning. Or sometimes how quickly we come up with excuses and the curiosities of encountering Christ, spending some time with Him, coming to know Him and His love and His plan for us, right? So we just encourage you, maybe as you go throughout this week, in a sense of to be open to a childlike curiosity about Jesus. I think the evil one many times does use the tactic of trying to make us think that we already know enough about Jesus, or we've learned everything that we need to learn, or we know His name, and we know this and that, and that's enough. Many times I think the evil one wants us to be satisfied with our relationship with the Lord, or where we're at with Him, and wants to kind of keep us at bay, and wants to diminish that curiosity or even that fire, and wants us to be attracted or connected to all the busyness or all the other things that are going on. So be attentive in your own heart. All these things are important, all the things that are going around, but how attentive are you to the curiosity and desire to encounter Christ? I love that first reading. It states very plainly there, God would not have created something if He wasn't going to love it, or didn't love it, or didn't want it. The power of God. Go back to that first reading this week and just recognize the awesomeness and amazingness of God. That He has created us, and if He has made us, He loves us. And if He loves us, He wants us to thrive. He wants us to be in union with Him. He wants us to live, and to live to the fullest. So just recognizing that God does love you. He has created you. He wants the best for you. So how can we become that childlike curiosity of God and His plan and His place for us? So finally, I'll just leave you real quickly that we are also kind of growing to the end, definitely at the end of our liturgical year. Just in about 3 short weeks, we'll have the last Sunday of Ordinary Time. and we'll be moving into Advent. And so the readings that are focused over the next couple of weeks are very much about the end time, and are we prepared? Are we ready? Do we know Christ? Do we look for Him every day? Are we attentive and curious about His love and care for us and our desire to know Him and encounter Him? And so be attentive to that over these next couple of weeks. It's also kind of reflecting that sense of, with the freeze, maybe all the trees, most of them are going to be losing their leaves. There's a sense of, maybe for many of the trees, they received a lot of the light and nutrients and everything they needed to grow from the leaves, and now they're losing them. In some sense, this source of energy and life is being taken away. But that realization that there is actually another source of life, right? It is the roots. It is the trunk. It is what they have stored up throughout this summer when they've had the leaves. What is when we lose particular things in life? When we lose people whom we love? When maybe a divorce takes place? When we lose a job? When cancer comes? Alzheimer's? Particular things that seem to rob or take things away that we receive life from? Are we rooted in Christ? Is there another source, and there should be another source, that we know and we recognize that we are rooted in Christ, that it is Him who gives us the life that we need, especially maybe at times when things are taken away from us that we had once trusted or received life in. And it is meant to be. This transition is supposed to take place. We will lose things that we love and that we care about. But God does not lose us. God does not abandon us nor forget us. When these things happen, I hope you turn to the source of love in your heart, the God who has created you, and that relationship may continue to grow in curiosity, may deepen, and that you may find a new source of life in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of all the different things that are going on in our life. May you be rooted in a healthy curiosity of God and His love for you. May that relationship always be alive and living in your heart.